The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of Snailworks Entertainment nor that of their sponsors.
Hi there, everybody. Here we are again with another edition of Snailworks Newsroom, brought to you by
SnailworksMusic.com, where the music is.
My name's Terry Allen. This here is the irrepressible Snail Girl, world's greatest authority on everything. This time, the Snail Girl offers some great professional advice on child rearing.
Snail Girl's child rearing advice.
But that comes later. Right now, the Snail Girl is going to tell you about our YouTube channel and our website.
That's right, our website is SnailWorksMusic.com and our YouTube channel is YouTube.com/SnailWorks.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
SnailWorksMusic.com, YouTube.com/SnailWorks.
Now it's time for the SnailWorks featured artist. This time, it's the Halloween special.
Yay.
This collection contains some of the best and scariest Halloween music and sound effects you'll ever hear, including Larry Talbot, the original Wolfman. Just in time for Halloween, too. Night on Bald Mountain, the Southern German Symphony Orchestra. Diamond Dave Somerville and the Coasters. Ghoulie, ghoulie, girlies.
Ghoulie, ghoulie, girlies. Dancing round and swirlies.
Wanna catch you out at night. Show you they can bite.
Ghoulie, ghoulie, girlies. Some fatigue, some burly.
Now once a year on a Halloween, they get to be your queen. A ghoulie belt can smell like hell, but wants to dance real close. On Halloween, you're turning green when things get really gross.
Ghoulie, ghoulie, girlies, flashing you their pearlies.
Tempting you to come inside, take you for a ride.
W. Michael Lewis, Troll House Boogie.
Mama Julie says that boy don't look right. He walks on 2 feet, but he's not really alive. His eyes look like stones planted in his head. Maybe she's right, he really is dead. Oh, oh, he's a zombie.
Count Smokula, zombie.
Oh, oh, a zombie.
Mind movie. You want to hear something really scary? I just moved in my new house today. That move was hard, but I got squared away. Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers. Bells started ringing and chains rattled loud. Haunted house. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. You better believe it. Yeah, it'll be right here, and I ain't gonna run. Yeah, I bought this house, and you know I'm boss. You know the taxes are in this place. Ain't no Hank gonna run me off. Well, that was a lot of fun. My favorite was Haunted House and Ghoulie Girlies.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, last year I went to a Halloween party, and some guy asked me how much I would charge to haunt a house.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Well, I asked him how many rooms.
And now, SnailWorks brings you the following public service message.
Snail Girl, the kindergarten dropout who established the Marquis de Sade Daycare Center especially to help your child before it's too late.
Now, I like to fool around in the house, but raising a child is no laughing matter. So here are some hints. To help keep your child out of the federal prison system, number one, and most important, never yell at a child or tell him no, especially if he's holding a weapon. It'll ruin the poor little dear's self-esteem. And number two, avoid using foul language around a child. That's the father's job. And finally, make sure you know the names of all your child's little playmates. That way, on visitor day at reform school, you can visit them all at the same time. Right? Cheers.
Snail Girl's child rearing advice, because every child needs a rear.
That scare you, Snail Girl?
No. Nothing scares me except for mayonnaise. I can't stand it.
You can go to our YouTube channel and you can see almost 100 of Snailworks' terrific videos, including the Ray of Midnight show, the provocative Snailworks moments in history, as well as many others. And none of them come with mayonnaise.
Oh, fabulous.
Now it's time for Snail Girl's words of wisdom. And they go just like this.
Well, if you're always arriving late at the office, don't worry about it. You can always leave early.
Snail Girl, the world's greatest authority on everything.
Okay, who's next week's featured artist? It's Cinda Redmond, world-class musician, and her piano duo, East Meets West.
From Beethoven to Gershwin, she plays it all, like you won't believe. Next time on Snailworks Newsroom, the incomparable Cinda Redmond with East Meets West.
Okay, that's it for this time. But remember, all this great music you hear on Snailworks Newsroom, you can hear it anytime you want on our website. And you can check out our catalog while you're at it.
I want to see you all here next time, so be sure to be here.
We're here every week, same time, same channel, and you should be too.
You know, our website is snailworksmusic.com, and our YouTube channel is youtube.com/snailworks. With an X.
Okay, see you next time, and until next time, I want to wish the very best to everybody, except my ex-girlfriend. I hope she winds up looking just like her mother, and her mother looked like Sonny Liston in a house coat. Happy Halloween. Bye now. Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
Snailworksmusic.com, YouTube.com/Snailworks.
Tango Tango, Tainted Love. Available at SnailworksMusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Tainted Love.
Tell It to Linus. Brought to you by SnailworksMusic.com, where the music is.
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Terry Allen, and this is Tell It to Linus, the only place on Earth where you can get life-changing advice from a fur-bearing quadruped. I've got an email here from Paul in Pasadena, California. He says, "Dear Linus, my wife is constantly starting fights over every little thing. I'm sick of all the fighting. I don't want to fight anymore. What should I do?"
It's the Linus Cool Cat Pick of the Litter.
Forget about your color now. Forget about your race.
Don't worry about a thing, because Snail Works Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
SnailWorksMusic.com, YouTube.com/SnailWorks.
The country's in a crisis. The president's a dope. Everybody's unemployed. We're on a slippery slope. Old folks dropping dead. We're starving them, you see. I know it's all the truth. I seen it on TV. There's poison.
Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers. Available at SnailWorksMusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Ain't nobody guilty in the penitentiary. I know it's all the truth. I seen it on TV.
Hello, I'm Tom Jefferson, along with Alex Hamilton, and we're here to set the record straight on some of today's top issues. And if you don't like it, you can blow it out your...
Today's topic, more guns mean less crime.
SnailWorksMusic.com, where the music is. Alex, what exactly does the Second Amendment say?
It says, in only 27 words, I might add, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, even an anti-gun activist should be able to understand something as straightforward as that.
Since the mainstream media won't report the truth on this issue, what are the facts in terms of armed citizens preventing violent crimes in these United States?
Well, according to the National Review, as well as numerous other studies, guns prevent an estimated 2.5 million crimes a year. That works out to 6,849 crimes per day. More often than not, the gun is not even fired, but simply brandished, and no blood is shed, including the criminals. Every year, 400,000 plus violent crimes are prevented by the use of a firearm. Furthermore, Tom, fewer than 1% of all firearms in the U.S. are used in the actual commission of a crime. Now, if you doubt the objectivity of the National Review, then it's worth pointing out that the Center for Disease Control issued a report ordered by President Obama in 2012, estimating the number of crimes prevented by guns is even higher, as many as 3 million annually, or some 8,200 plus crimes every single day.
Okay, so why do the anti-gun activists want to disarm law-abiding citizens?
An unarmed population has very little recourse under a draconian or dictatorial form of government, such as socialism or Marxism. With the Second Amendment, the Founding Fathers gave us an insurance policy that prevents big government bureaucracy from running roughshod over the rights of the people. There are other reasons as well. The anti-gun activists, as well as some other groups with similar beliefs, treat this issue in almost religious, euphoric terms. Oh, if only we could get rid of all the guns, there'd be no more killing, etc., etc. Well, anyone with a fifth grade education knows better than that.
Wanna go on, face the nation, with my sixth grade education.
All right, if the law-abiding citizens are prevented from exercising their constitutional rights, won't the criminal element then have the upper hand?
We already have more anti-gun laws in this country than you can shake a shotgun at. You can enforce strict penalties, you can enact laws and regulations by the thousands, and it will have little or no effect on the criminal element in our society. Criminals don't obey the law. That's what makes them criminals. The bottom line is criminals will always find a way to arm themselves, either through theft or the black market, while the rest of us become unprotected potential victims of violence and death.
Turn in all your guns and put an end to crime. Forget the Constitution, it's from another time.
Washington, D.C., New York City, and the city of Chicago have some of the highest violent crime rates in the nation. They also have some of the most restrictive gun laws. So what does this tell you?
That tells you that disarming law-abiding citizens through overly restrictive gun laws and gun-free zones simply encourages and enables the criminal element to prey upon the public. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 56% of the 1,800-plus convicted felons interviewed agreed that they intentionally avoid armed victims and instead will seek unarmed individuals as their preferred prey.
A banker threw the loot at your feet, and the very next night you threw me out in the street.
Okay, Alex, if someone breaks into your home in the middle of the night, How would you be able to protect yourself and your family from a potentially deadly situation?
Well, that's a good question, Tom. And the answer is, without a firearm, you can't. The last thing you want to do in such a situation is to get within arm's reach of the assailant. And without a firearm, that's what it will come down to. But don't try to tell that to an anti-gun advocate. You'll get the same reaction that I've heard a dozen times. An emotional response with no basis in fact, followed by a raised voice and a refusal to discuss the subject any further. In other words, they have no answer. If the anti-gun lobby would apply critical thinking to this issue, they would see the light. But that's a big if.
All right, that's all the time that we have. This is Tom Jefferson and Alex Hamilton.
But if you want more blowout, just go to Spotify, hit search, and go to Snailworks Entertainment.
Thanks for listening to Blow It. And remember, if you don't like what you hear,
just blow it out your...
Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
SnailworksMusic.com. YouTube.com/SnailWorks.
Available at SnailWorksMusic.com and streaming everywhere.
I like to tell you, can't resist.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ray at Midnight Show. Tonight's guest is a surprise guest because we go way back a number of years, and getting him to come up here has always been a big problem. So tonight it's Terry Rango. Terry Rango, Terry Rango, of the formerly of the Refive.
I'm still with the Refive.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You are still with the Refive. I forgot all about that.
You go back a ways.
Yes, that's true.
Didn't I sue you once?
No, not quite. I think that was, I think you went after, I'm trying to remember what company it was. I think it was MGM or somebody like that. And I came in to help you, if I recall. But way back. I was only teasing. Terry's been an old friend for a long time. In fact, he gave me this tie. And when he took Mike Lewis with him on the, you don't remember that.
That's the ugliest looking tie I've ever seen.
Well, it's ugly because that was the tie you gave me when we gave you Mike Lewis to go on tour with you guys with the Wii 5.
You forced him to go on tour.
Well, that's true. That was, I blame him for that.
He didn't even, he said, I don't know how, he was an acid rock guy, and he wound up in Wii 5, which was a folk
rock. That's true. That's very true, but it was an important thing.
Well, it's still safe. So I appreciate that.
Well, listen, I got to tell people about you. I mean, that's the whole thing, which I was really surprised, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know you had all these motion picture credits.
Yeah, I do.
When did you start? I mean, how old were you, 2 years old or something?
No, I was about five and a half.
5 years old. I mean, I can't believe this. Look at these movies. Someone Up There Likes Me with Paul Newman you had. A Long Hot Summer again with Paul Newman and Orson Welles.
I like Paul Newman.
Yeah, and you had you played with Danny Kaye, I mean it's just unbelievable. I didn't realize you did. Were you a child actor? Was that the whole thing? When did you grow up? And you know, this usually happens to child actors.
That's exactly what happened. Well, the last thing I did, I was 19, but I hadn't worked for a year or so before that, but it was about, you get to be about 14. Same thing happened to Tommy Reddick from Lassie.
Oh, really?
And yeah, he just couldn't get any work, and you know, it happens to a lot of guys like that.
Well, I see you have television credits, which is, again, a shock. Maverick, one of my favorite shows. I believe it's Cheyenne, another one. Was it Clint Eastwood?
Clint Walker.
Oh, Clint Walker, that's right, you're absolutely right. Bat Masterson, which I love that. Red Skelton, that would be fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, in the background. I mean, you know, gee. I mean, your music fits credits. You go with Ramones and the Orchestral Spectre, Diane Warwick, Maxine Nightingale, Andy Williams. I didn't realize you did all these things, Terry. I'm actually kind of surprised.
How come you're only paying scale?
Well, I can't help that, but you know what? They don't give us much. You know. Oh, by the way, how did you like the new studio?
It's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you even got air conditioning.
Well, that was a big thing. I had to convince. We had to convince the higher ups. Joel Schroeder's usually overseas. He takes the money, so.
We
have to deal with that. So now you're still out there performing, and you're out there with the revised We Five. Is that what it is?
We're still out there doing.
Yeah.
Mostly old folks' homes. But you know, we do.
Well, most of those guys that are in the band should be in old folks' homes.
I'm one of the youngest.
You know, well, whatever. But you got some good musicians now. I've heard of rehearsals and so forth, and. The keyboard player sucks, but otherwise it
should be good. No, well, Mike Lewis, I mean, you got to understand, he's one of the best keyboard players in the country, but the city, that's a different story.
That's a different story. We understand that, you know, we interviewed him on one of our first shows, W. Michael Lewis. As you know, he's from El Coco fame and everything else that he has. A lot of credits Michael has, and he comes on our show occasionally. But anyway, I want to talk about a little bit about the We Five that you all are doing. Obviously, you're rehearsing a lot. You got some recording things that you have coming up. You're going to do a new album.
As a matter of fact, we're going to have one released on Snailworks, as you know.
Yes, that's true. I did talk to Snailworks people, and they did tell me that was definitely a forthcoming project. But you have two others that I understand. One is sort of, I would say, a novelty approach, I think. You know, it's a Doc Rogers and the Doc Rogers
and the Rock Dodgers.
Oh, the Rock Dodgers, Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers.
Well, you know, we got that.
Well,
name.
But please explain that to me.
We used to work a lot of places where people actually threw things at us. You know, and
well, I can understand why.
Well, me too. And I wasn't mad at them for doing that or anything. But it kind of, after a while, we just kind of got the idea to. You know, as a matter of fact, Doc Rogers, he couldn't make it today because he's put on a little weight, and it's not really that he's embarrassed about that or anything, but because we're kind of on a, because this is a low budget show, I couldn't afford to rent a crane to get him out.
Well, I was surprised. What, Mr. Producer? That. What did you say? Oh, you forgot to tell me about the cancellation that it was going to be. Got it. Now I know what happened. So we know that it's you. You're replacing him.
I produced the album, and so, you know, what do I know? I'm just the producer.
Right. So what about the music for this Doc Rogers thing? What kind of music is this?
It's actually irreverent rock for irreverent times. That's how we're marketing it. And it's social comment, commentary, satire from, you know, we give it to everybody. It's not just one-sided. And there's a song on there that Dennis and I wrote years ago called Stand in Line. It's about collecting unemployment, which is something we know plenty about. All of them.
Yeah, right.
Matter of fact, we went...
I remember that myself.
We went in there once. We would come off the road. We'd be home for maybe 2 weeks or so. And, you know, I wanted to... before we went back out again. So we'd go down and collect unemployment for those 2 weeks. Well, one day we went down and we're on the way to play golf.
Oh, why do we need to collect unemployment? Yeah. I think, yeah.
He had an MG, an old MG, beat-up MG that had no top. It was a convertible with a ripped top. We couldn't leave our golf clubs in the car, you know, when we went in to get our money, so we had our golf shoes on, just clomped in there like that, and we had to, you're standing in line with two golf bags, and that's where that song came from.
I see. So, pretty creative. You go to the unemployment office and you write a song, and then you get it published, and you collect money, and then when that's over, you go back to the unemployment office and write another song.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Pretty good. That's pretty much how it works.
Not bad.
And we had another song on there called Every Time You Leave Me, I Get a Free Trip to the Cleaners, which is about, you know, getting divorced.
Okay, I thought maybe it was a trip to the cleaners, that you lost your laundry or something.
No. This has to do with women cleaning you out.
Oh,
well, my ex-wife, for instance, you know, but that was so long ago, I can't even remember her name. I remember, it was Plaintiff.
Plaintiff was, that was good.
She took everything.
She took it all, right.
I wound up with nothing.
Well, the secret to that is, you know, you just never marry a plaintiff.
That's it.
You know.
I told you I loved you, now I regret it. You champagned up all my money. You ruined all my credit, but every time you leave me, I got to sing the blues.
Wow, I can't believe that. That was really unbelievable. believe you. My God. I mean, this is a CD that you're going to be putting out, for heaven's sakes. I'm going to look forward for this album. I hope I get a free sample from Snailworks. They're so chintzy.
Don't count on it.
Don't count on it. No. Anyway, so...
They use newsprint for my contract.
They used newsprint yes. for your contract. That's good. The Long Beach Herald.
Yeah.
I can say that. Okay, so listen, now, let me get into these icons here. Right? You know, I mean, are you still an engineer? Do you still studio work and all that kind of stuff?
I'm a studio musician, too, and but I'm, you know, basically kind of concentrating on the Doc Rogers because it's so much fun.
Well, I can see that. What were some of those engineer credits that you did, you're doing as an engineer?
Well, I worked, I freelanced for a long time, and then I worked out at a studio on a staff, it's called Devonshire Sound, which is out in the San Fernando Valley.
Right, out of the
And also Independent Recorders. But originally, Carl Engelman and his brother Bobby, who was a member of the veteran, owned that studio, and they were kind enough to allow me to learn how to engineer and produce and all that, you know, and I really didn't know much when I went there, but they were very, very good to me.
Now, I mean, you didn't do any work at Producers Workshop, which was the...
Oh, yeah, that's what we did. We did the We Five, the last We Five album, which is going to be coming out at Snailworks, and that was done with Ed Cobb.
The latest, Rotated Love, a wonderful person. Was
oh, yeah.
A close friend of mine and partner for many years. Well, I'm really kind of surprised. I always thought that you were... in a retirement home or something.
Oh, no, that's...
I guess you kind of like...
next month.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. But with this new band that you're doing, I mean, you guys are going to do the circuit, the old age home circuits?
Or yeah, we're going to work Leisure World and all that stuff.
Oh.
We're all the hips.
Like, well, how about Doc Rogers?
We're looking for more places like the Christian Science Reading Room and the Blue Room and McDonald's up here in Hollywood.
That would be great.
Sybil Brand Institute.
You could get a big crowd there, I'm sure.
Well, Sybil Brand, it's all in.
Yeah. Now, how about Coachella? Will you play out there?
Sure. I'll play any place, anytime. I don't care.
I just wanted to know whether you would be playing a big concert, you know, one like that, other than the Blue Room. What else is going on?
We Wish You a Meowy Christmas, which is a shameless plug. This is a Christmas album of all singing dogs and cats.
Now, hold on a second. Let me just repeat that, please.
This is a Christmas album that's featuring all singing dogs and cats. They're singing all these Christmas public domain songs. That's what it is, and with a conductor and everything, and it's beautiful Christmas music.
Now, where did you get these dogs and cats? I mean, don't tell me you went out and signed like talent, like
well,
you a talented dog and you brought him in for a talent.
I went to Cat Calling, and that's where I got him.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is going to be a real, real CD now, right?
Yeah, and,
this is coming out on Snailworks also?
It is, and I hope to make a lot of money on it because it was really a pain in the rear to do.
Yeah.
I mean, between the Union and Furball.
We had Union Cats?
The Union Cats, oh man.
All right, let's get a few things straight here. Here's the Union you're dealing with. We got unlimited cat litter breaks. We got double time, triple time, overtime, all the time. Miss a meal, triple time. Minimum of 3 cat naps. No fewer than 6 fire hydrants for the dogs. Otherwise, we cut out.
Furball breaks, mouse chasing breaks. In fact, at one point, the entire bunch of cats refused to.
Don't tell me they went on strike. Give me that.
They went on strike because they didn't want to do anything that had strings on it because of the cat bed issue. You know, so
this is
ridiculous.
This is.
I mean, it really was. You know, I had.
Did they have an agent? These cats?
Of course.
Don't tell me you went through the whole gamut to have an agent so that they get the 10, 15, or 20% that they take all the time.
They took that, and then, you know, and then we went
into. Don't tell me you had your cat mobiles come by for grooming and all stuff like that.
Well, that was part of the contract. Are you kidding me? You can't get decent cats these days without doing something like that.
Obviously, you can't. This is.
I went up to 47, the Union, level 47. I couldn't get it. We're all a bunch of lazy cats. They didn't want to do anything.
They didn't want to do anything. Most of them are long-haired guys, I guess.
Right? Yeah, there was a couple of Himalayans there, and some. It was just. But this was very difficult. It was a labor of love.
Yeah.
And the dogs.
Yeah, see, the thing is, this is your. This is your songbook.
This is a yearbook from Cat High, and that's where I went to get all the cats. I tried to get professional cats. But they didn't work out. So, but then as soon as I hired these guys, they all joined the union. You know. So what are you going to do?
Nothing you can do about that. I mean, you got a union cat, you know, whatever. But I mean, it was just, you know, what about the, you know, you had them, some in after it, some in musicians, you know, that's right. What you had to play the whole thing, right?
Well, you know how many cats it takes to play a piano?
No, I don't.
Three, you got a problem with that? That's what I was dealing with all the time.
You know? Three cats?
Yeah, and then they'd, you know, one would play one, they wouldn't go past middle C because of
perfect.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever do this again.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we have one of these crazy interviews here with and Terry, you know, a longtime guy, you know. Well, I guess we're going to have him back. There's too many stories he's got to tell. I want to follow up, though, on these two releases with...
Did they give you a volume mic at this time?
Well, I didn't even get a microphone. I want to follow up with the Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers.
The country's in a crisis. The president's a dope. Everybody's unemployed. We're on a slippery slope. Old folks dropping dead. We're starving them, you see. I know it's all the truth. I seen it on TV. There's poison in
the meow thing that he's got. The
we woof you a merry Christmas.
We woof you a merry Christmas. Sounds like you're chewing gum or whatever it is. But I mean, wow. Anyway, thanks for coming, Terry. It's always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Please stand up and take a bow. Our audience is just wave at him. We'll say goodnight. We'll go back to pause.
Do you validate?
Until your feet are so bad and you smoke till you're mad, they tell you
stand in line that way.
Until the lady says you got to come back at two.
I talked to the governor last night in my dream, and he told me,
well, listen, son, things just ain't as bad as they seem.
I said I've been working since the time I was two.
Don't worry about a thing, now the government's gonna take care of you. We know how to do it.
Doc Rogers and the Rock Dodgers, Stand in Line. Available at snailworksmusic.com and streaming everywhere.
Don't worry about a thing, because Snailworks Music will set you free. And here's where you can find us.
Snailworksmusic.com, YouTube.com/snailworks.